When residents of Altoona go to the polls on November 3rd, they're not just voting for a mayor. They're voting for the city's first full-time mayor in over 25 years. WPSU's Eleanor Klibanoff has more.
At last week's mayoral debate in downtown Altoona, the two candidates had to do something unusual: explain the position they were running for. Altoona is electing its first full-time mayor since 1989, and many voters still aren't sure what the difference will mean to them. Jason Immler, the Democrat, says being a full-time mayor means
the hard work of talking to people in neighboring communities and in counties, and it's going to require going to Harrisburg, and sometimes to Washington, D.C., and sometimes to the halls of power and business.
His opponent, Republican incumbent Matt Pacifico, says he sees the new job as a chance to expand on what he's already been doing.
Using the ability to be at City Hall every day to really work hand in hand with the city manager to focus on providing family-sustaining jobs, and we need to find a way to retain the youth.
Until recently, Altoona was governed by statewide laws called the Third Class City Code. The state set tax limits and city governance rules. Wayne Hippo, former mayor of Altoona, says the lack of local control limited Altoona's opportunities.
And it was a very conservative, die slowly sort of structure that was never going to allow for any sort of, you know, chance to even be competitive with other municipalities. So it had to change, frankly, to move ahead as a real city.
Last November, Altoona voted to move into home rule. A government study commission, headed by Hippo, wrote a local charter that allowed them to raise taxes on earned income and reduce property taxes. It also created the full-time mayor position, which Hippo says was long overdue for the 10th largest city in the state.
Nobody else in the top 22, I believe, had that form of government. So it's an important change, getting us back in the game where we've been, you know, sitting out for a quarter century.
Home rule is part of Altoona's plan to get out of Act 47, the state designation for a distressed city. In addition to being able to raise taxes, the city hopes to benefit from having a full-time mayor to serve as an advocate and business liaison to revitalize the city. Democrat Jason Immler says he has the necessary connections in the city and county government to get things done. He's a lawyer who has served as a public defender in Blair County.
And there, I saw the impact of drugs, crime, and lack of opportunity in our community.
Immler's platform is focused on bringing middle-class jobs to Altoona and making the city more attractive to young people. He doesn't believe budget cuts are enough to get out of Act 47.
It's not something you go through with a pen and cut a couple of police officers and suddenly you're better. You know, we have to do this by increasing the tax base, by bringing in new jobs, bringing in new businesses, and bringing in new taxes and new opportunity to our city.
If elected, Immler would be the sole Democrat on a city council made up entirely of Republicans. His opponent, Matt Pacifico, wouldn't have that problem. He's held the position of part-time mayor for 2 years and prioritizes getting out of Act 47.
Just 4 years ago, the city had an $8 million deficit, and this year we are projecting a cash surplus reserve fund. We will also be the first city to exit Act 47 in the shortest amount of time.
As a local business owner, Pacifico says he is personally invested in helping downtown Altoona bounce back. He helped the city get the first new hotel in decades and is working closely with Penn State Altoona.
You have to retain the students and young people and young professionals after they're done with their classes. Everything else would follow. The restaurants, the shops, entertainment.
When Pacifico took the job 2 years ago, his salary was $4,800 a year. If he wins on Tuesday, his pay will increase 15 times over to $75,000 a year. That's typical for a full-time mayor of a city this size. But after last week's debate, voters said there was a lot more on the line this election. Alice Flarend is a teacher in Altoona.
I don't think it automatically applies that it'll be the same job. So I think a full-time job comes with more than double the responsibilities of what the part-time one was.
Higher pay and higher expectations await Altoona's first full-time mayor in a quarter century. Eleanor Klibanoff, WPSU.